Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Japan believes that the discussions on characterization of roles are surely important, significant, because taking into consideration the time frame we will need to agree among high contracting parties on definition or working definition of roles. It would be a best way in order to promote a general understanding on roles among state parties in a limited time. Mr. Chair, as was pointed out in Japan's general statement yesterday, Japan believes that laws differ from existing weapons in that it has character of having the capability to select and attack targets without human intervention once activated, which do not exist today. Because of this characteristic, several important points we have to consider very carefully and very seriously emerge. I would like to touch upon 4 points at this stage. First, a meaningful human control, or MHC. MHC is crucially important for weapon systems because the existence and use of lethal weapons that could select and attack targets without human intervention is not acceptable for various reasons, moral or ethical point of view, for example. When using any weapon systems, human operator should have sufficient information on them and should make a conscious decision. He or she should also have reliable information in order to ensure legal compliance and should have effective control over the weapon system which are used. Now, the problem is, at what stage of operation should human intervention be guaranteed, and how is MHC guaranteed? Japan believes that the international community should have common understanding on these points through intensive and deep discussions at this DGE. Second, Mr. Chair, functional capability. Japan understands that laws equip itself with learning, adaptation, and adjustment function. We should take into consideration these unique characteristics in a discussion in order to effectively regulate these weapon systems. Third, responsibility. When discussing where legal responsibility lies, we should clarify responsibility for what act or what consequences. Therefore, clarification and identification of applicable laws is prerequisite for the discussions on responsibility. Fourth, lethality. As was also pointed out in Japan's general statement yesterday, weapon systems with certain levels of autonomy have potential military advantages for security on the condition that human intervention is guaranteed. Japan believes that it would be useful to discuss among us pros and cons of this kind of weapon systems for defense purposes. Just for information, Japan has strict national standards which are objective, ability, and operation for introduction of defense systems. Japan believes this standard could be a good reference for our discussions. I thank you, Mr. Chair.